Grain markets react to USDA data dump, livestock mostly higher on Friday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for today's market wrap-up, Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, a division of Stone X. And Mark, of course, the grades and oilseeds reacting to all the USDA data that came out on Friday, the November WASDE report, along with the backlog of daily flash sales out at the same time as well. And you look across corn, soybean, wheat trade, a sea of red into the weekend. Let's start with the USDA data. What was the biggest thing that stood out to you once we got all that data out here on Friday morning?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing was the only a 0.7 per bushel cut in the corn yield. It took it down to 186. The average guess was 183.5. Production was only off 64 million bushels there. They were looking for a much bigger drop there. I think that's probably the biggest number. That really sunk the corn. The corn broke first. The bean numbers, you know, really weren't that bad. We cut soybean exports by 50 million, but we also cut production by 48 million, leaving us with a 10 million lower carryout at 290. The corn carryout was up 44 million to 2.154. So that was, you know, a lot bigger than we expected. And the world carryout on wheat of 7.3 million metric tons is just a big number. So the wheat was pounded too. The dollar's a little bit stronger. So, you know, it's not what we wanted to see.
Well, I think as well, these markets, the grains obviously have had a fairly big run into the report. And now that we get all of this data here, you know, it'll be interesting, I think, to see where the markets go moving forward now as we start to get back to regular order in, to some degree, I would say, Mark, here with the government reopened.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly helpful. You know, you talked about that private export sales report that came out with it. It looked like there was 3.4 million metric tons of corn sold to Mexico, 2.9 million row crop, 500,000 for new crop. There was 976,000 metric tons sold to unknown in the corn. That's most likely China. So almost a million metric tons there. And 948,000 metric tons of beans to China, slash unknown. Again, almost a million metric tons of beans to China. So, you know, we've been waiting for some Chinese buying. The bean buying came in after October 23rd, and we had the big push in the beans. So obviously, you know, at least the commercials knew about this business and were bidding up the beans out here. Now, it's just, you know, a little aberration here in the month of October, where we're going to start to see more sales to China. They're committed to 10 to 12 million metric tons. Here's 2 million metric tons of it. So certainly we hope that they're in here buying again. But, you know, at least we saw something out here, and I think that kept this market from really falling even worse than it did out here.
I think another thing, too, for producers, a lot of them have been watching basis levels across the Midwest and seeing some improvement there. And I've heard a fair amount of farmers selling off the recent rally as well. I'm wondering if you've heard some of the same, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, particularly in the bean market, we rallied about $1.60 off the contract lows in the beans. You know, that's a heck of a nice move. And, you know, we've been selling into this rally here. We sold another 5% of our old crop beans yesterday. And we're about 60% sold now, I think, on beans. Some pretty good prices. And the guys who had the puts on, as we recommended, did really well with those puts. So, you know, they're in pretty good shape. On the corn side of it, you know, both in corn and beans yesterday, we had great closes. We closed the corn over the resistance at 437. We closed the beans over the resistance at 1037. These were marks that we haven't been able to dig out in ages, and we blew through it yesterday. And it really looked like, you know, we were onto something here, And my email last night, I made the caveat that this is a great close of both corn and beans. Let's just hope and pray we close here or higher on Friday after the report. And obviously, the report didn't do us any good here. We broke off of that. I would say the 437 and the 1137 in the beans, you know, still is valid resistance out here, even though we took it out on a one-day abnormality, you know, kind of a one-day head fake. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit tough to rally this thing, but if we see more Chinese business, we can certainly do that.
The outside markets have been interesting this week as well. I know kind of the expectation for a December Federal Reserve rate cuts, kind of at a 50-50 point here now as we close out this week. Just some of the sentiment out there. Crude oil, I know, was trading some wide ranges on some geopolitical risks on Friday as well. Any thoughts for you across the outside markets in general here, Mark, as we close the week?
Well, you know, we've had this pretty good sell-off in the Dow yesterday and the equities over the last couple of days, the S&P and the NASDAQ. And last night, I really thought that we had made a major switch with people that had been buying everything that was expensive from the S&P and the Dow, Bitcoin and gold and silver, blowing out yesterday, selling more here today. And the beans and the corn and the wheat moving higher. I thought maybe we were seeing a trend in that change, a change in that trend. But, you know, today really threw a wrench into the works out here. But, you know, as far as the interest rates go, I don't know how the Fed would lower interest rates in December without having the economic data necessary to know exactly what's going on. And, you know, inflation, in my opinion, is through the roof. I mean, they talk about maybe gasoline being a little bit lower, some other things, beef coming down. But when you look at some of the bigger items, real estate taxes, insurance, the cost of cars, everything else is through the roof. I don't know how people are going to pay for this stuff. I really don't. And medical care and health insurance and the rest of it. So I don't see how they could possibly lower interest rates in December. But, you know, stranger things have happened, I guess.
No, that is such an excellent, excellent point. Just a lot of concern out there about just the overall underlying health of this economy. And, you know, thinking about the beef price situation as well, I'll use that to segue to the proteins to close out our conversation today. A little bit of green on Friday's cattle and hog futures trade, obviously another volatile week. We had, you know, limit higher day Monday in feeders and fats. And then some consolidation, then a reversal. Just more volatility, I guess, the name of the game here in this cattle market, Mark.
Yeah, I would say so. But, you know, you've really got to think that the box beef has broken considerably off its highs. This isn't a great market or a great time of the year to be buying beef out here. And, you know, once the November feeders go off the board Thursday, we got a $20 premium November over January. What's going to happen to those spreads? Or, you know, is the Jan going to come up to try to meet where November was? Or are we going to go back down and stay at these lower prices? I think cattle on the rallies are a sale up here. I think long term, we have seen our highs. And don't forget, we're going to open the border with Mexico at some point, and that's not going to be a good thing for American beef farmers.
Mark, great thoughts and insight as always. If folks want to reach out and have a conversation with you there at Top Third Ag Marketing, what's the best way?
Give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.
And always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. Mark Gold, Top Third Ag Marketing, a division of StoneX. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Market Wrap-Up. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Nice to talk to you.
Once again, Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, a division of StoneX, joining us here for today's market wrap-up. Again, USDA releasing the November WASDE report along with a backlog of daily flash sales on the day Friday, with the grain markets mostly under pressure and a mixed to higher day in livestock. You can view more details on the report at AmericanAgNetwork.com or on the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app. This has been the market wrap-up for Friday, November 14th. on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.